We did lots of things outside because that was the way it was in those days. You know, because you didn't have toys inside or very much money, you made your own entertainment. And we was out, like I said, we had a big family and a good group of friends, school friends and that. So we'd go out and typical things we would do, we would go up to Tiddingfoot, for example, and we would play in there, although we wasn't really supposed to. And there'd be trees to climb, camps to build. There was a stream there we used to dam. That would be the sort of entertainment we'd do. We'd make things and play there. For a child, it was an adventure playground. We used to sneak over the hedge, make sure there was nobody looking, then we'd go and play in the sand, in the trees, in the stream. We used to make dams there and play all sorts of games. So this was 50s, and the Second World War was still very much in people's minds. So many of the games that were played were war games. You know, where you'd be hiding from one another and shooting one another and things like that. That was a great place to do it. Bird's nesting was another thing that everybody did. I guess today it would be frowned on, but nobody knew any different in those days. So everybody went out and walked along the hedge in the spring to look for bird's nests. And if you found eggs, you could have an egg collection. So you'd have a collection of, but basically you got the same birds all the time, which is blackbirds, thrushes and sparrows. That's about all you ever found, you know. So, but those are the sort of things we used to do.